So now we're into our industrial manufacturing area where we have our cut machine, and it sounds like it is running.
Cloverneuk and North College Hill is a busy place. Betsy Baugh takes me on a tour which includes the manufacturing of biodegradable paper cups sold primarily to the Navy. Upstairs, printing presses crank out Braille books and magazines. Cloverneuk is the second largest producer of Braille in the nation. Many of the employees and volunteers here are visually impaired, including Larry Klug. He's the technology specialist, always on the lookout for cool gadgets like the smart glasses recently developed by a British scientist.
This gentleman is really getting really close to helping address to a lot of individuals who have even severe visual impairments.
The glasses developed by Stephen Hicks act like a personal movie screen. Embedded cameras get an image of something like a bus stop or a doorway and then project the picture on the glasses. In the future, there could also be text. They also come with a gyroscope, a compass, and a GPS for orientation. Hicks, the winner of a major scientific prize, tells the Independent newspaper this is the beginning of the golden age for computer vision. The latest research enables computers not only to see single objects like faces and words, but understand whole scenes. He's using his $80,000 prize to fast-track the project. Klug points out a flaw.
Of course, now we're relying more on wireless technology to take us there. If something happened just like this, wind storms that we had, and even more major catastrophes such as the typhoons in the Philippines, with all those down, we're just at the same spot that we started from decades ago.
Klug drives using what he calls old school glasses, bioptic glasses. This is where the user briefly looks through a telescopic system to see things far away like street signs and traffic lights. He also has a GPS. In the office and at home, he uses his smartphone and tablet's dictation functions to help read and write.
In At Thoughts on the following article, I feel that smartphones and tablets are the big game changer trying to make their products more affordable and compatible with these and note-taker devices. These manufacturers of those devices had been concerned.
She goes kind of fast, doesn't she?
She has.
Very fast.
Yeah.
Mike Walsh is Vice President of Program Services at Cloverneuk. He calls technology the great equalizer, pointing out that the blind are at a huge disadvantage otherwise.
They're very often in schools segregated or maybe made to feel different from their sighted peers. But with technology, they can really level that playing field a great deal.
Cloverneuk even has a technology camp for kids in the summer. Many of them know how to use a program called TapTapC. It takes a picture of something and tells the user what it is, in this case, water.
Picture two is Ice Mountain water bottle.
The more we embrace it and the more that we try to understand it and to make the best use of it, the more successful we're going to be.
In fact, Walsh challenges himself to think outside the box. At a conference, he heard about some technology that could help with travel, and he thought that might be hard to implement.
But then I got to thinking back about the very first piece of talking technology that I ever saw, which was here at Cloverneuk back in the mid-70s. And it was a piece of equipment that was as big as, a large office copying machine. It had a very odd-sounding voice, and I remember looking back and kind of laughing at it and think, that's curious and interesting, but it'll never amount to anything. But that was really the forerunner of all the technology that we're using today. So I just kind of, challenged myself to say, even though something might seem like it's really out there and really, impractical or kind of a pie-in-the-sky, wishful thinking kind of thing, that we should accept it and embrace and encourage people to look into those things.
And Walsh wonders what other developments there might be. Klug hopes it's graphics that jump off the page in 3D. He says that's probably not too far off. And while the British researcher develops his smart glasses, an Israeli company is testing its device called OrCam. The computer clips on glasses and says and reads whatever you point to. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.